Talk about getting thrown in for a loop. This episode of Daredevil Rabbit in a Snowstorm starts off, I don't want to say slow. It's the wrong word. We finally meet Ben Urich's character. And there's a conversation between him and a former mob boss. And you can tell that we're starting to get more of the backstory and intrigue that's going to lead to the discovery of the Kingpin. And the guy that plays Ben Urich, Vondi Curtis Hole, he's been around forever, really talented actor. A lot of people may not have picked him to be the guy that plays Ben Urich, but he's awesome, and he's perfect. He definitely reeks of old school journalist, from the way he's dressed, to his facial expressions, to the way he interacts with people. He's fantastic. Like, you couldn't have casted a better guy to play Ben Urich. So then we have that, and then Karen Page's need to find closure in this whole situation that kind of brought her to Matt Murdock and Foggy Nelson's law firm. So they tie together very nicely. So with that, we have Foggy and Matt Murdock take a case for the Kingpin. They don't know that it's the Kingpin yet. But you're starting to see the way Matt Murdock uses his abilities in the courtroom. He knows the jury is going to be hung. He knows that one of the jury members has been tampered with. Just awesome stuff. It's well thought out. It feels natural. The court proceedings feel natural. It feels like Law and Order. It just works. But towards the end, you have what has quickly become a staple in the Daredevil series, an excellent fighting scene that leads to the discovery of Wilson Fisk. And then beautifully, we have Vincent D'Onofrio in an art gallery, looking at a rabbit in a snowstorm. It's beautiful. The scene is done awesome. How this is going to change the series remains to be seen, but it's interesting. It's kind of like how Arrow is, where it's so hard-boiled and so based in reality that you kind of forget that the guy has superhero powers. That this could be a real guy. Or even the way Heroes was in the first season, that, like, you know these people are special, but the drama is so tied up in reality or real people and real issues and real problems. All of the characters are relatable. Karen wants closure. The same way that Ben Urich wants to return to what journalism really is, and that's covering the news and not about page views and traffic and nonsense. The same way that Eldon Henson's character, Foggy Nelson, has this dilemma. Are we going to be good lawyers? Are we going to be ethical and moral? Or are we going to make money? All of these things combined together play an excellent, excellent chess game with the viewer. And then you add in Bob Gunton and Tony Leonard Moore's characters that are behind the scenes and playing with the puppets for the Kingpin. There's just so much intrigue. This is, again, I said it before, this is a show that somebody could literally watch the whole first season straight through. And everyone talks about House of Cards and Orange is the New Black, but, I mean, this show is that good. And regardless of the fact of if you like comic books or not, it's a show that you kind of have to watch.